To be your host today. You know, Saturday after Saturday, we have a commitment to, in an entertaining and enjoyable way, to bring you some real value. We all are doing the best we can to make our lives better, and for some these are incredibly challenging times, and so we want to be able to bring you something that's going to help, and then when you've heard this and you use some of this information, and you want to implement it in your life, you go,
that was easy.
Yes, we're going for easy. It's just important. And, you know, today, there's a lot of people with the job insecurity going on. What are we going to do? Well, we've got to be able to be flexible, and we've got to be able to figure out how to get some of the things going. And, of course, we may be if you've heard of network marketing or multi-level marketing, you may have been approached a time or two, or if you haven't, you may be wondering, geez, what am I going to do? And you've probably seen workers in the automotive, the newspaper, the banking industries, many other industries where there's these layoffs and downsizing and just general interesting terms for people having to figure out another way to make a living. Well, what about, is it time to start your own business? And of course, that's one thing to say, sure, I'm going to do it, but how could you learn to have, to see if you have what it takes? Well, guess what? Today is your day, your lucky day. We have a gentleman, Drew Gerber, the creator of PitchRate.com and the CEO of Blue Kangaroo Incorporated. And basically, Drew is just this amazing individual who has done some wonderful things to help people to figure out how to make the best of the modern high-tech world. And he's done things for helping with staffing. He's done things for website optimization. There is so much that he's done, and we're going to focus our conversation with Drew Gerber today on seeing what we can do to help you to know, are you ready? Are you the kind of person to really start your own business? Or if you need to get some help doing that, we've got the man. So without further ado, welcome, Drew.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I appreciate that, that you're here, and I guess we could start off a little bit to kind of go into some of the key things in your background that you've done, because you're a bit of an entrepreneur, and it's nice to know that people will be listening to someone that knows how to start a business and be successful in a number of businesses. So could you give a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, I have a wild background. I started my degree is in chemical engineering, of all things, and I got my degree in chemical engineering, and I went right into marketing. And I worked for a corporation, and I was accountable for doing marketing for them. And at some point, I decided that, you know, I really wanted to go into business for myself. I wanted to be, you know, to kind of have control over my destiny, and I wanted to play a game that was my game. And so I started out, the first company that I started was a financial planning company where we did financial planning for teachers. And that was a great company. I loved that. So the common theme throughout my life is really my commitment to make a difference for people. And so, I went from that, I turned that company over, and then I started a PR company, Wasabi PR, and, that's still going, thriving company. And we work with clients that are committed to making a difference. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I started another company called Blue Kangaroo Technologies. And it's, once again, designed to make a difference for people. And what it does is we develop technologies that really support entrepreneurs, small businesses, and authors.
Oh, wow. That's huge. Now, one of the things that we're going to be looking at with our to help support our listeners, because if not for them personally, possibly a member of the household, a friend is going to be facing a situation. And most people, if you ask them, would you like to be your own boss, they'll say yes.
Yes.
Okay, here we go again. We had a technological modification. We're dealing with a high-tech guy, and so we're using technology to make sure that his voice will come through beautifully today.
We love technology.
Absolutely. Now, you were making mention that you'd started the Blue Kangaroo Technologies as
yep.
one of the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
one of the things that I want to be able to do for our listeners is we're kind of getting involved with qualifying a person in a way. And so I know you've put together some things that a person could be asking themselves. For instance, do you value freedom and being in control of your own income and schedule? Or how do you feel about being responsible for your own income and destiny? So perhaps as we bring some of these topics up, you can make some comments that can help guide us to see where we're at on each of these.
Well, I think, you know, like you said in the introduction, you know, these are kind of crazy times. And I believe that people really are questioning everything in their life. Things that they thought were stable and secure and were going to give them security are not anymore. So I think that this is really a time for people to question, because it used to be that people would think that working for a large corporation was somehow more stable than working for themselves. While that's an illusion, I think that that was a common theme. But I think with everything happening, people are kind of grappling with, well, you know, maybe it's not as stable as I thought, and maybe I do want to have more control over, you know, my destiny. And like you said, you know, it sounds like, you know, if you ask anyone, do you want to be your own boss? Of course they want to be their own boss. But when it gets down to it, you know, I think that you have to take a hard look at yourself to really look to see if, you know, going into business for yourself is something that is a fit for you or not.
Ah, and that's what we're going to help people sort through. Because here, when you're talking about this, when you say, how do you feel about being responsible for your own income and destiny? That's a powerful question.
It is a powerful question. And, you know, you really have to do some soul searching there, because it's not right for everybody. It is right for some, but not for everyone, too, where you are the one that's accountable. You are responsible for bringing in the business, you know, for making sure the business happens. You know, so while it sounds like a great idea, I think you really need to ask yourself, do you want to be the one out there kind of pounding the pavement, you know, bringing the dollars in the door? Because you know, if you have your own business, that is, you know, part of the things that you're going to have to be doing.
Yeah. So
And that's not for every, you know, and that's not for everyone, you know. You've got to kind of, I think it is really great if you're looking at going into business for yourself to kind of do an honest look at yourself, kind of do an inventory, so to speak, of what are your skills? What are your attributes? What are you good at? What do you love to do? And then really take a look at that and say, okay, good, is that going to get the job done? Is that really going to help me succeed in business?
Ah, okay. So we would have some different categories. In other words, someone may be a good idea person, but not a strong business organizer, or different categories. And it would be helpful to be able to have someone be able to sort through some of this. Could you help us with that?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think what I would recommend is, if, you know, like, yeah, it sounds like going into business is a good idea and it's something you want to explore. Like I said, I'd recommend that you sit down with a piece of paper and just, what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses? And you got to be really honest with yourself. Like, you know, like, this is what I'm good at. This is not what I'm good at. And then really you look to see, okay, good, is this skill set the skill set of someone that could launch and maintain a business? And if not, it doesn't mean that you necessarily shouldn't go into business. But what it means is that you may want to look for partners or other people around you that can make sure that you have a complete skill set to, you know, have your company be successful.
Ah, okay. Okay, well, this is good. So in our inventory, are there several categories that a person should look at when you're doing an inventory of skill sets?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that, you know, I think that there's a company that I used to work for, they did management consulting, and it was really, there were three kinds of people. One is an initiator. One is a manager, and one is a completer.
Ah.
So I think it's really good to ask yourself, which am I of those, and do I have a good balance at least to one, initiate the business, and two, manage the business, or I'm a completer to get stuff done. For example, when I started my company, Wasabi Publicity, I did that with my business partner, Michelle Tennant. Well, we are a great balance because I'm an initiator and she's a completer. And we then also have people around us to help us inside of the management piece so that we have all the elements that we need to be successful in business.
Mm. Okay.
But I'm really, you know, I did a really, I'm, one of the things that I think why I've been so successful in business is I'm really clear about what I'm good at and I'm really clear what I'm not good at. And I don't try to do those things that I'm not good at.
Okay. So, I surround myself
with people that are good at that. And so, you know, they compliment me.
Sure. Well, you would be a wonderful example. So if we just talk to you about, you know, your way of pulling this together. So you mentioned initiator, manager, and completer.
Yep.
As categories that someone would want to look at. And a person, I don't know, are they generally tend to be one, or can they be more than one, or how does that work?
Well, I think you can have elements of all of them. And, you know, we all know people that are, you know, we all have all of them in us, but I think that we tend to be stronger in some than others. You know, for example, like I shared, I am an initiator, so I just create. Then what my staff does is they'll then take my stuff and they'll manage it and drive it to completion. So, for example, with the new, you know, we just launched a new software, pitchrate.com, which connects journalists and experts that are looking for media coverage, and it's a free that we did. But when I actually had an idea about that, then I went to my staff and I said, okay, good, here's my idea. And then they just kind of take the ball and they run with it. Because if left to my own devices, I'd just be a guy sitting here with a lot of really great ideas.
Ah, okay. So
you know, I know that about myself. So that's why I really do surround myself with people that, like I say, really compliment me, and you know, and really can kind of take the ball and run with it.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to create, but sometimes that's not what someone loves to do. And so if we talked about the manager, because I know I was just thinking of an example. Okay, we're going to decide, geez, I'm getting hungry. Okay, so I'm going to whip something up. Okay, do I have the ingredients? I've got an idea. Okay, now I'm going to go off and get the ingredients. So I'm managing that, and then I follow a recipe and put food on the table. So in that example, I'm doing all three things. But that's a
exactly
example.
Yep. And there's a lot of, you know, there's, you know, a lot of people that, you know, are competent, what I'd say competent in all three of those, and they start their own business and they do great with it. But as companies usually grow, they actually bring in the other elements to keep the company sustained and keep it moving and keep it growing.
Okay. So the qualities of an initiator, then you're saying that they love to create, they love to get something going?
Yeah, exactly. So you know you're a creator when, you know, you have a lot of really, really, really great ideas, and, you know, you're clear that, you know, this would be great, that would be great, and that's as far as it goes. Or you're someone who, you know, gets in a group of people and says, God, wouldn't it be great if we did X, Y, Z? And then that's it.
Yeah.
You know you're a great initiator then.
Okay, okay. And
you know,
go ahead.
And then the manager would step in, and you know you're a manager because you're like, oh, you'll see someone has a great idea. Then you're clear. You know all of the steps that it's going to take to get the thing going, keep the thing moving, managing all of the particles. And then you've got the completer, which will then take the ball and actually drive it to completion.
Ah, okay. Now, so the manager, are we kind of talking about someone that, is that the organizer? That kind of, if we're talking about the example of a recipe, that,
mm-hmm.
Okay, we want to create lasagna. Okay, so fine. The manager goes and gets all the ingredients.
So if we took your analogy, you know, the analogy of a recipe, so you'd have the initiator would be like, you know, we should really have an Italian night tonight. So let's have an Italian themed party. Let's do that. Then the manager would take over and would be like, okay, great. Well, they'd run to the store. They'd get all the, you know, all the things that we needed for the party. But a manager just keeps things going. The completer would be the person that would be like, okay, good, the party's at 7. You need to, you know, we need to get this done. We need to get this wrapped up.
Yeah. Okay. They're organizing, explaining, and determining all the elements need to come off. All right?
Say that again.
Looking at this, we got the idea of the Italian going, or some start making those widgets, those real widgets we've heard of before. Okay, so for the Italian, and the manager steps in and goes, okay, here's what we need. We're going to want to do food, these things for decorations. So they're basically possibly lists or stuff that's going to need to be about an idea evening to come off. They don't necessarily or that coming between and completer.
You're kind of breaking up there. So the manager would be the person,
oh,
yeah, that would go out and do all the shopping and handle all of that kind of stuff, for sure.
Okay. And help and help us understand a little bit when the manager and the completer.
Okay, so in your day-to-day life, you know, if people looked in their day-to-day life, they probably could actually see and identify people that thrive on managing and people that thrive on completing. So the managers are the people that, you know, they'll take a project, they'll make sure that it's going, they'll organize all of the people and, you know, make sure everything's going. Your completers are the people that, you know, you're a completer when you love to check things off your list. So whether you check them off or you highlight them, a completer is someone who loves making a list and then going down the list and completing them.
Okay. So when you're talking business, one of the points that guide us is about vibe on taking risks. And would you give a little bit into the area?
Yeah, so one of the things I think that's really, really important is it's very important if you are looking at starting your own business, I think it's really important to ask yourself if you're someone who likes taking risks. And for me, for example, when I had the financial planning company for teachers, I actually just literally turned the company over at one point, and I just went on and did something completely different. I started a whole different company. Now, I don't mind risk, and I'm an entrepreneur. So for me, that was, you know, that's what I do. Now, for someone else, it was a great income, and my future looked like I was going to make a ton of money, and I could have stayed there. But at that point, I was like, okay, I want to do something new. So I just kind of jumped off of the cliff and was like, okay, good. I'm now going to do something new and something different. So, you know, I think that that's really an important element. And once again, that's a place where you need to really take a hard look at yourself and be really honest and truthful. Do you like taking a risk or not? Because most people, when you say, are you a risk taker? Most people are going to answer, yeah, I am. But if you look at their life and you look what they've done, and if they took a hard look at themselves, they don't. They actually like stability. They like having money in the bank. They like, you know, having a stable career. So I think that when you're going to start your own business, I think you need to at least be a little bit of a risk taker.
Ah, okay. And one of the points is because when you're we're talking about the curses, how much uncertainty can you tolerate?
Say that again.
When we're talking about the start of the engine, does someone just say, look, I prefer security. I'd like to have that paycheck coming in. I'd like to have someone that's thinking about what to do versus having to certainty the factor when you start a business. I think part of what you were inviting us to look at is about what level of uncertainty can operate.
Exactly. It's very well said. It is exactly what level of uncertainty are you comfortable with? But for sure, it's exactly.
And so when you're saying that, can you give a little bit of guidance when we're kind of looking and seeing because there's someone that's scratch, out there, franchises of opportunities, and we could kind of sure helps through different levels of uncertainty in this that helps someone to figure out, oh, okay, more comfortable way versus that way.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good point. There are different business opportunities out there for people that have different levels of risk. you know, like you say, you can buy a franchise. And when you buy a franchise or you buy into a franchise, they have a lot of that stuff already figured out. So a franchise would be a great thing for a manager to buy because they've really, they figured out, you know, the menu, you know, if you're doing a franchise for a restaurant, they figure out the menu, your suppliers. They figured it all. They have the ideas. They have the marketing. They have the PR. They have all of that really in a neat package for you. And then you can just kind of take the ball and run with it. So that's way more secure than someone who just goes out and just creates a company from nothing.
Ah, okay. So there are factors to really, from one to evaluate. Okay. It's easy to say, I'm an entrepreneur. To what level are you comfortable with this uncertainty? How much would you have some of these things already? Because I'm guessing that a franchise still plenty to do.
They all, I mean, all of them have, you know, there's with any business that you're starting, any new business that you are starting or any new business that you're looking at doing, they've all have, you know, different pros, different benefits. And, you know, I think that that's also where if you do the inventory of your skill set, you can actually sort out for yourself what would be the best fit for you with all of the opportunities that are out there.
Ah, okay. And I'm wondering because a lot of when a business is going, it's dealing with a bunch of people, and so how can someone check in on people's skills? It seems to be important. Give us some guidance in that area.
In guidance in what area is that? What was the question?
People skills.
Oh, give some guidance around people skills.
Hello, Drew.
Hey, we're back.
Oh, hooray!
You gotta love technology. This is kind of, what's so funny. This is kind of what I deal with in my life.
Ah, as you said early on in the show, you love it when it works.
And you love technology when it works, exactly.
Ah, now one of the things that we'd mentioned earlier. We're talking about different skills, and
yes,
and if someone's kind of inclined in a particular area, maybe they want to, you know, go restaurant, or maybe they want to print shop or different things. What do you recommend that they do to kind of look into this a little further before plunking about a bunch of money?
Well. You have to start with doing something you love. You have to be passionate about it. Because when you are starting your own business, it's imperative you're passionate about it because you're going to be doing it 24/7. It's one of the things when you own your own company, and most people will tell you, you're pretty much always on the clock. I'm always on the clock. Now, I have a lot of freedom and flexibility. But I think the most important thing is that you're really passionate about what it is that you're doing and what your business is and what you're providing, and it really fulfills whatever it is that you're, you know, up to fulfilling. The reason we started the PR company is because I really was passionate about getting up underneath those people and companies that were committed to making a difference. And PR was really one of the most effective ways to do that. So I was so passionate about that. So, you know, starting your own business can be challenging, and you've got to oftentimes put in a lot of energy. And, you know, so, you know, I think that's top of the list is make sure you do something you're passionate about.
Oh, okay. Okay, so So the while it might look good financially on the on paper, if you're not just absolutely thrilled to be doing it, then it's like look further. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. For me, anyway, this is a personal opinion, not so much for me personally, but if you're not passionate about it, why do it? I mean, one of the reasons that people go into business is, one, so they can be their own boss, but they can do what they want to do.
Ah.
And so, you know, I think it's really important that you know you love what you're doing. You're inspired by it. I think that that's a key ingredient. And people that are successful, you know, you look at Bill Gates. Bill Gates, he was passionate. I mean, they were building computers in the garage. And he wasn't building computers in order to get rich. It was what he was passionate about. And I think that's still true today. He has a passion for what he does. And that's why, you know, he still works, and even with all of his money.
Yeah.
But it's a
okay.
key ingredient. Yeah, it's just a key ingredient that, you know, you have to love what you're doing. You know, particularly,
wow.
Now, you know.
Yes?
Sorry. What were you going to say?
Oh, well, I think this is so important that what you're talking about, because sometimes when people are evaluating and they've gotten laid off and they're pretty scared, it's like, okay, I want to do something, just anything. I need some money coming in. And certainly, while that might be short term, I think you're reminding our listeners today that make sure that you realize that you might get some short-term income, but if you're not thrilled and loving it, then just realize that's only a short-term thing, and you still haven't found what really makes your heart sing, and you better keep looking.
Absolutely, and we have a client, Lynn Robinson, and she's got a book called Trust Your Gut, and we were actually talking about the opportunity that it is right now. And most people, like you said, when they lose their job, where they go is right into fear mode. But it's times like this, it's really an opportunity for you to stop and really trust your gut, trust your intuition, and do that internal looking for what do you want to do with your life. Because mostly, you know, we don't do that. We don't take that time. We don't see those opportunities. But when something happens like you lose your job, that really, for me, is a time to stop. You know, I think you're getting a clear message that it's time for you to stop and really reevaluate and look to see what's next for you. And you don't, like you say, you know, you can go to the whatever's the next and the quickest, but it's probably just going to give you more of the same.
Yeah, there you go. And
for me, I think that what we are dealing with now with the economy and all of the change is an extraordinary opportunity for people, for the most part, to wake up and actually reevaluate everything in their life and get really clear about what's important and what's not important.
Okay. So this is one of those moments where, in the midst of what might be scary, are you advising that we just absolutely take a little bit of time to just check inside and take a look at these things?
Yeah, this is, you know, what most people don't realize is, and particularly this is good for people that start their own business, it's times like these that fortunes are made.
Ah. Well, that sounds intriguing.
For businesses, I don't know if there's ever a I don't know, but in my lifetime probably, I don't know if there's ever been such a good time to start a business. Most people think, well, the economy is bad and, sales and all that, it may not be the time to start business, but there's no time really like it now. I mean, what you can purchase with your money you can get way more for your money, way more services, way more support for your business. So it really is I don't know in history if there's ever been a time that's really so perfect. One is just what's happening, the change and the flux and all of that, but also really what's available with the internet. And I mean, it's so easy to start your own business with the internet. I mean, a website and a cell phone, and you're pretty much in business.
Wow.
You know, okay. It's really kind of, you know, it's really, the opportunities are really unbelievable.
Ah, now that's to me just so encouraging. And I think one of the areas that we want to look at, especially because you're bringing up that today, starting a business is vastly different than it used to be, where you needed to have a storefront of some sort or be manufacturing some things. So how does the internet make a big difference for someone getting started in business today?
Well, I don't know. If you went back, you know, we've been in business for, you know, 7 years now with Wasabi Publicity, and I don't know if we spent more than $100 starting our PR company. You know, you go back and look and see. But what's available is information's available. You can actually have a presence available very, very quickly. And, you know, there's a lot of, we have a company called Powered by Tom, where you can go and create a whole company for like $99 a month. It's got your store, it's got your website, it's got, you know, a way to manage your newsletters. And there's a lot of services out there like that. So what the internet actually allows someone to do is, one, they can look much bigger than they really are.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty easy to, you know, there's a lot of softwares out there like ours that it's easy to create a website. You know, and tell the people what you're doing, what you're up to, and, you know, and so it's where it used to take a very long time to launch a business. You can literally launch a business overnight, and people do.
Huh. Wow. Well, this is exciting. So that a person that says, well, geez, we don't have the money to get started, and you're saying, well, you can get started on next to nothing.
Literally, you probably could get started on probably like a $20 investment. You know, it's as simple as, let's say you're, I don't know, I'm just going to a graphic designer, right? Or you have some services. Great. You can actually create a website, a lot of easy technologies out there, and you can literally be on the phone the next day selling your services, knocking on people's doors.
Huh. Oh. Now, that's exciting. Now I understand a little bit more about why you're reminding us that in the midst of this crisis that's being spoken of, global warming and financial this and that and the disease of the month and all this kind of stuff, you're going, wait a minute, this is amazing time to get something started on very few dollars.
Yeah, and here's why I think that so many people are turning to and moving towards going into business, because there's definitely a trend, you know, more people are starting their own business. And I think it's because people want to take power back. They want power and control in their hand. They want the say. I think most people out there right now feel a little like they're a little out of control. Like people are making decisions that impact them, and they didn't have a say. Well, the great thing when you own your own company, you have a say.
Mm.
You get to dictate the way that it goes.
To me, that's so important. And one of the things that that most people will realize is that if you there's that old saying, if you want it done right, do it yourself.
Yes. Exactly.
And that's really a way of saying, when you're doing something, you bring to the table a passion for doing it, and that's one of the things that I'm looking in terms of how do you help inspire others to be at that level when you're starting a business and you're initiating it, and then you're wanting to find a manager, a completer, to help pull all this together for you. Any thoughts or advice on locating similarly passionate people with different skill sets and pull it all together?
Yep. Once I would definitely, I would recommend you go to the internet. There are so many, the internet is such a powerful tool. It is a great way to connect like-minded people. We have another client, it's two women that actually found each other on LinkedIn. And they're actually what they're now, they've started a company, they both had companies, they're starting another company that trains people on how to use LinkedIn.
Okay.
So, you know, with the social networking the way that it is, it's so, I mean, you can sign up for LinkedIn and you can go and find groups of like-minded people and you can just put in inquiries out, like, I'm interested in starting my own business, anyone else interested in playing? Or you can look for people in your community. You know, I think that it's, you know, the thing to remember is going into business with someone is actually more intimate sometimes than being married. You know, sometimes, you know, at times, Michelle and I will actually spend more time together than she spends with her husband. Now, we've actually hired her husband, so that's not the case anymore. But when he worked at a corporate job, when he worked at a corporate job, oftentimes that was the case. So, you know, when you're looking for a business partner, I think it's really great, you know, just like I recommend you, you know, you take a hard look at your, you know, your skills and things you're not so great at. You take a hard look at a partnership, like what are you good at, what are you not. And then I think it's really important to clearly define accountabilities. Like in the partnership, who's going to be accountable for what?
Okay. All right. So that that defining the responsibilities, because that's why you're making mention of the business. Because people tend to, in relationships, they get together based on an attraction or some common interest. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to work well together. And a marriage, in a way, is a business too. So I like what you're pointing out, is that when you're starting this business and you're really taking time to do this evaluation, okay, what do we need done? Who's going to do what? How are we going to be accountable to each other for this? I'm sitting here wondering, wow, I wonder if more marriages that are, you know, having problems, if they ran it a little bit more like a business, in terms of taking care of these things, if that wouldn't work out better.
I'm going to share a story with you about Michelle, my business partner. I don't know if she'd like it or not, but I'm just going to share it with you because it does illustrate exactly what we're talking about. So Michelle is my business partner, and her husband is Shannon, and they would always get upset around chores around the house. Like, she would feel like she was doing all of the chores, and then she'd get upset with him. You know, a pretty common theme inside of marriages. They came up with this really great thing. They came up with a chore board. And so they, you know, they have this chore board with all of the chores, and then they've assigned which chores for each person. And it's amazing because it completely transformed that whole upset for them. And now it's like Shannon does these things and Michelle does these things.
Oh, okay. And they've agreed to it. It's all kind of a harmonious thing.
Yeah, and so I think what you're saying is really great. Even in marriages, I think that if you're finding that there's an area where there's an upset, probably what's needed is communication and accountability. And I'm talking an upset around, like, you know, my husband doesn't help out at the house. You know, those kind of common complaints. You can bet at the bottom of that or the source of that there's what's missing is communication and a clear cut, like, who is accountable for what.
Yeah.
And people are assuming different things.
Oh, yeah, and until that's put on the table and everyone's playing with the same deck of cards.
There's no, you know, people, until you know what game you're playing, there's no chance of winning the game. And I think that a lot of times, you know, couples just will get upset, and it's because they're just not clearly defining, you know, what's expected. And so when that doesn't happen over, you know, they create stories, and, well, you know what happens after, you know, goes down a tunnel that's not so good.
Well, this is important. And now, is there a place, because you're making mention that there are actually, for someone that is new to the world of business, through the internet, wonderful resources. And I don't know, is your part of your role or someone that you know. If someone is just new to this and they're going, okay, so it's all out there on the Internet, and the Internet is vast, and I might pull up a search engine for a topic and get 50,000 responses. I'm just kind of wondering, what do we do to sort through some of that?
Yeah, the Internet is a wild and woolly place. It can be, you know, great with a ton of information, but it also can be a bit overwhelming. What I really recommend is getting in, you know, being in communication, interviewing people. You know, I think that it's such a smart thing to do is to interview people that do what you know, have the kind of business you want to be in. And I think for the most part, people are very generous and, you know, pick up the phone and just say, hey, can I interview you? Well, great. How did you get started? You know, I think what's great about that is that, you know, you can interview people, and then it's really smart to get a mentor, you know, someone that has been through it that you really trust and can kind of guide you through the waters of starting your own business.
Ah, okay.
You know, in every community, you know, and everybody knows someone who's successful in business. I mean, you know, or if you don't, you just start asking people, who's successful in business in your insider community? And I just, go to them and say, hey, can I buy you lunch? And you start to interview them and find out what they did, what worked and what didn't work.
Oh,
and then
you
really go. You can then use interviews to interview to supplement that. But one of the things about, you know, is I'm not afraid to pick up the phone. So, you know, I'll ask people about, like, okay, good, what worked? Even now I ask people what worked. And one of the people that we work with on various campaigns and stuff, we were talking the other day about LinkedIn, and we were just having a conversation, okay, good, what strategies are working, what strategies aren't working. So even to this day, I look to see what are people doing that I want to emulate? What are they, you know, and then I'll interview them or I'll find out what they're up to, you know, just talking.
Hmm. Ah, okay. So that's
if I was to say, you know, just jump in there and just start talking to people and letting people know what you're up to, what you're interested in. And I think the universe has a way of you know, once you declare, I'm going to do this, it has a way of directing the right people in your path.
Ah, there you go. Clear on the goals.
Yeah, as soon as you're clear, like, okay, but this is, I'm going this way, I'm going to go in this direction, then I think that something happens and it just completely, every business that I've done like that, things have completely lined up. And you just have to be present and you have to be open to those things.
Hmm. Okay. And that's you recommending that we go out there, sometimes out there being on the Internet or sometimes out there being for meetings and business lunches or just different meeting at different groups and really be open to what we can learn.
So after, you know, so here's the next, so there's being, you know, being passionate about what you do, the next important thing, maybe equally as important, is just be in action. You know, that's the missing ingredient for most people when they, you know, with whatever it is in their life, is being in action. I don't care whether it's losing weight, whatever it is, it's being in action. And if you want to start your own company or you think it's something you want to be in action, take actions every single day, interview people or do research on the Internet or whatever it is, but being in action will lead you to the next whatever it is that you should be doing.
Ah, okay. That's getting out there and not just talking about it, but walking that talk.
Okay. Exactly, yep.
Ah, geez. I'm telling you, Drew, this is some powerful support that it's letting my listeners know that they have access to great resources, and it's still going to come down to putting out the effort to get it done.
Yeah. Yep, being in action.
Yeah, okay. So, and then other things as we start to get action, any recommendations on, you know, course corrections or reevaluating how we're doing? How do you bring that into the picture?
Yeah, so so you get into action, and then, you know, I think what's important is creating a game. And I like creating games. So, you know, so that you create a game for whatever, so it's got a, you know, a length of time and your action and the intended results. And so, you know, then you know at the end of that game, you stop and reevaluate, was that effective, was that successful, and then you create another game for yourself. So you're always in the mode of, you know, really looking at, okay, good, am I being successful, am I not? And the only way you can really determine that is by creating a game for yourself and saying, okay, at this point I'm actually going to, you know, reevaluate. You know, if I don't have this many sales by this point, I'm going to reevaluate my strategy, and I'm going to come up with a different strategy and do it a different way.
Ah, okay.
But, and another thing also, though, is where, you know, on the, I think that if you're more present, you can really begin to trust your gut also and your intuition. As far as if you listen, I think it will tell you when there's time for, you know, when it's time to make a correction.
All right. So that that listening to the gut, how does it feel?
Yeah. How does it, you know, are you on the right track or not? And for the most part, most of us just completely tune that out. But if you begin to hone that skill, you know, it will be completely invaluable. It's really interesting, you know, the client that we're working with that's the intuitive and trusting wrote the book about that. I've been watching. That is coming up. There was just an article, I think, in Time, I believe it was, that is talking over in England that more and more people are now going to psychics to get business coaching.
Oh,
yeah,
psychics,
people are beginning
coaching.
More and more to go to psychics. Yeah, and particularly men over in England, more and more affluent men are going to psychics to get direction for business.
Ah, and that is that, and that relates somewhere to the gut feeling thing.
Yeah, everyone. I think I really believe that everyone has intuition. Psychic or whatever you want to call it, I believe that everyone has intuition. So what's available is for you to hone that in yourself.
Yes. Okay.
So that you can begin, whatever, you know, it's whatever you want to call it, but there's something out there. And, you know, most people, whether it's, you know, I don't care whether it's, you know, God or the universe or whatever it is for you, there's some inner knowing that if you listen to, kind of guides the ship and tells you which way to go.
So that's where sometimes people are sitting down with someone who's a little more calm and tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm hearing, you're suggesting that while you may do that, one of the goals in talking to someone like that is to not only get some timely advice, but to begin to calibrate what a person is thinking inside themselves, to start to tune into their own inner psychic.
Exactly. You know, or, you know, one of the things, whatever brings you peace, I think that, you know, whether it's walking in nature or whatever it is, you know, just being silent with yourself will give you the same, will give you, you know, a clue or give you information about what direction you should be going. You know, I can't say enough for, you know, connecting with nature or being silent or meditating or whatever your ritual is. Maybe it's walking or cooking, whatever that quiet time is where you just slow down and can reconnect with yourself. That really is very important. And I think it's really important if you're making a choice to go into business for yourself, or if you're really just in this economic and this kind of all of the changes and everything, I think it's more important for people to, you know, reconnect with themselves and whatever that is for people, whatever ritual it is that they do.
Sure. Wow. Now, I'm understanding that our production crew, we've kind of gone a little bit beyond, so that the intention is to piece together some of this and delete the part where the technology was having its own kind of fun. And because we just don't know how technology has fun all the time, but
we don't.
No, so what I wanted to see if there was a little bit of kind of wrap up that you would like to share, and of course want to remind people that they can find out about what you're doing at pitchrate.com, pitchrate.com, or if they were thinking, well, I want to get in touch with this guy, I believe, is that the 828-749-3182?
Yeah, that is actually my direct line.
Yep. Okay.
It will take you right to my office.
Ah, fantastic. Fantastic. And so, what would you like to share as a bit of a wrap-up for our program, Drew?
Well, I just want to thank you. It's been a pleasure, because one of the things is that I know in this time of chaos and change and all of that stuff, it's really great for me to just get back and kind of share, you know, what I've done and kind of, you know, my philosophy and everything, because it always has me get returned back to possibility. So, you know, it's just been a pleasure. I really thank you. And I, anything that I can provide for your listeners, I am more than happy to provide. If you're an email person rather than a phone number, you can email me. And my personal email is ldrewg@gmail.com. And, if there's anything that I can provide for you on your journey, I'm more than happy to provide.
Okay. Well, folks, that is a generous offer from a very creative person who is implementing some of the wonderful tools, whether it's pitchrate.com or Powered by Tom. We just don't know what the creative mind of Drew Gerber is going to come up with next. So we have to stay tuned in.
And that's great.
Thank you, Drew, for being
it's
with
been
us
a
today.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And beloved listeners, tune in week by week as more fun and adventure will be your way here on Advanced Living Radio. And until we meet again, God bless you and goodbye for now.
Let go and let God, let myself do, let go of